You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode. Today I'm going to help you understand the importance of investing in ETFs and how investing in ETFs can help you grow your wealth with much lesser stress.
Welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started with your money journey.
So let's start with the first big question. Why should you invest in ETFs? Well, think of it in this way. Investing in ETFs is just like planting seeds in the garden, where each seed represents a small piece of many different plants. So by spreading your seeds across various plants, you reduced the risk of one bad season wiping your entire garden. It's about diversity and resilience. Just like our Indian farmers know when they plant a variety of crops to protect against uncertain weather. Secondly, let's talk about a diversification. So you might have heard this saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Well, ETFs take this wisdom to heart. Instead of investing all your money in one company's stock, ETFs give you a basket filled with many different stocks. It's just like when you have a thali with a little bit of everything in that thali. Some dal, some rice, some vegetables, and maybe even a sweet treat. This way, even if one dish isn't up to your par, you've got plenty of other things to eat, to taste, and to enjoy. So, at what cost does ETFs come? Let's talk about it. Another big plus of ETFs, they are really cost effective. Just like when you go to a local market or a hypermarket, ETFs typically have lower fees compared to mutual funds or actively managed investments. So more of your hard-earned money stays in your pocket, working for you over a long period of time. It's like bargaining a better price for something you want to buy and you eventually get it. And now let's understand how easy it is for one it can be to invest in ETFs. So one of the best things about investing in ETFs is the ease of access part. They are accessible to everyone, from seasoned investors to the first-time investors. You don't need a fancy broking platform or a hefty bank account to get started. Within just few clicks on your broking platform on your smartphone, you can buy and sell ETFs just like stocks. But ETFs come with lesser risk as compared to the stocks, because the portfolio of ETF is very much well diversified. Just like ordering things online, it is as convenient, it is hassle-free, it puts the power of investing at your fingertips. Also, let's try to understand some examples, some real-life examples of ETFs. So you might have heard about this ETF called Nifty 50 Index ETF. So this one ETF, which probably would be today trading around between 200 to 300 rupees, this ETF is covering your entire 50, the best of 50 companies in the economy. So by investing in these companies, you get to access the best of blue chip companies in India. Similarly, there are other ETFs such as sector ETFs, such as IT ETF, the banking ETF. Let's talk about the bank ETF. Let's say you want to buy some of the best banks in India, HDFC Bank, Kotak Bank, ICICI Bank, SBI Bank. But the thing is, you might not have the money to buy or the time to manage your portfolio. But then you have the bank ETF, which comes at a much lower cost and which helps you invest in top 10 banking, quality banking stocks in India. And you don't have to review the portfolio time to time. So by just buying a bank ETF, you get to invest the best of 10 stocks, best of 10 banking stocks in India. Similar thing goes to the IT ETF. You don't have to manage manually your portfolio, the IT stocks that you bought. Just by buying the IT ETF, you can have the access to the best of IT stocks in India. Same things goes to ETFs like pharma ETFs, FMCG ETFs. So let's say you are some positive on a sector and you feel like this sector is going to do well. So, but then you don't have the money or the time to manage the stocks. You go ahead and buy the sector ETF of that particular sector. Similarly, there is a commodity ETFs like gold ETF. Let's say you don't have the time or the money to buy the physical gold. You can buy gold ETF, which is completely replicating the gold value in real time. You don't have the stress you might lose out the gold, somewhere you might get lost, you know, things like that. The price problem, it comes with the price, you have to keep it safe. It is in your, what I can say, broking firm. And it replicates. Similarly, you have silver ETF. Let's say you are positive on silver and there is a lot of news around silver. Why should you invest in silver ETF? But we will keep that to the next episode. But then, yes, we have commodity ETFs as well. We have sector ETFs. We have ETFs like Nifty 50 ETF, which is diversified across all 50 stocks. Similarly, we have other smart beta ETFs. We have ETFs which can only invest in mid cap and small cap. So I hope this episode was helpful for you. And a simple, powerful case of investing in ETFs, whether you are saving for your child's education, retirement planning, or simply looking out to grow your wealth, ETFs offer a smart, accessible way out to achieve your financial goals. So, and diversify your investments. And thank you for tuning in today. Until next time, happy investing. So this brings us to the end of this episode. If you want to know more on this topic, you can reach out to me on my Twitter, which is @PosteAnil, or on my LinkedIn using my full name, that is Anil Poste. We will be happy taking your suggestions. Thank you for tuning in. That's all from our side. See you in the next episode.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.